Welcome back to an episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we are once again joined by Colin, and we're going to talk a little bit more about hiking, prepping for hiking.
Can I just stop and say,
no, you can't.
You have an amazing reserve spot for all your special guests. Man, that is the greatest parking spot ever. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
Listen, interrupting my intro. This is the first time someone's interrupted my intro.
Sorry, man. First time for everything.
But let's just jump right in. Why not? He's already going. So those of you who missed last week's episode, we talked about Colin and his journey through the Appalachia Trail. I said that right. Somewhere on right.
Depends. If you're in the north, it's Appalachian. And if you're in the south, it's Appalachian.
Appalachian. Yeah. All right.
It was weird at first when I'm down south. I'm like, they're all saying Appalachian. And somehow, because I spent so much time down there, it just stuck with me.
That's the one that stuck with you, because I remember saying Appalachian. And when you first got back and you're like, Appalachian.
Oh, easy, Mr. Riker, sir.
All right, sir, you just did it. I guess you're right.
I'm a bit of a snob.
He likes big hikes, and he cannot lie.
Sorry to interrupt again. Oh, my goodness.
We're getting right into it. So we talked about your journey in hiking. You touched a little bit about your prepping for yourself. What are some things people should know when prepping to do hikes?
So I guess it depends on which kind of hike. If you're going to do a long distance, which means like a couple of days or longer than that, or if you're just going to do an overnighter. Because if you're going to do an overnighter, my wife and I, you know, we would in our backpacks, because you want to travel light mostly.
Yep.
So we, you know, if we're doing an overnighter, we'll pack some extra things because, you know, we want to be a little bit more comfortable, eat a little bit better. But if we're going to do a multi-day, we scale back everything and we make everything as light as possible. Okay. So determine, you know, what you're going to be hiking so that you can prepare yourself for the trip.
Gotcha.
And you actually, I don't know if I can reveal this, but you will take people on hikes and help educate them for hire.
Yeah, I'm starting up a new business called Whips Adventure Company. And I'm wanting to take people to my favorite place in the world, which is the Fundy Coast. Absolutely love the Fundy Coast. It is like the last area of North America on the East Coast, on the Eastern Seaboard, that is uninhabited. We have an incredible gem. I'm very protective of it. So I want to showcase this to people, and I'm hoping to be able to take them on some overnight trips along the coast. So that's in its infancy. I mean, you can always email me if you want to know more. Whipsadventurecompany.com is my website. And the reason why it's Whips is because that was my trail name on the Appalachian Trail.
How is the trail name assigned?
Any way you want. If you want to come up with one and name yourself that, most of us think that's lame. It's like coming up with a nickname for yourself. Like,
that's not cool to come up with your own nickname.
Stop trying to make Ike a thing.
So I used my real name, and then I just sheltered with this girl, and she's like, "You seem like a whip," and I'm like, "I had no idea what that meant, but it was really cool, and it was much different than what everybody else was having on the trail." And as far as I know, I'm still the only one, and have been the only one. So. Somebody said, "Hey, you look like a whip." I had no idea what it meant.
That's interesting. Now, do you have whiplash?
Oh, well, I didn't realize your stand-up was tonight, too.
My stand-up's better than that.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. So, yeah, I do plan on, I really would like, you know, again, if somebody's very interested, I'm, you know, available for questions. If you're brand new, please, you know, you can certainly reach out to me on my website, whipsadventurecompany.com.
Right. You can find that in the description below.
Don't forget to like, share, follow. Yes.
I've always wanted to say that at an actual YouTube podcast.
You can do it at the end of this episode.
We'll let you plug at the end. It looks like Caitlin had a question.
I did take that deep breath like I was going to ask something. So I was actually going to bring this back. When I first met you, I believe, you were working out at Port City Fitness and had no, and you were doing some hikes and things like that. But you were a person, and we've talked about, I'm not talking out of turn, I don't think. You have battled your own weight issues and things like that.
Absolutely.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I guess my family, it's in the DNA of being, I guess, bigger boned. I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah.
As a kid, not eating right, you know, just not being healthy overall. I'm not blaming anybody. I just didn't have very good eating habits. I didn't eat breakfast in the morning, you know, and I just scarfed down food all the time and blah, 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 blah. So as I got older, the next thing I know, you know, the booze, you know, it puts on a lot of weight. And then it's like massive amounts of food that I have to eat all of it right now. You know, and then it's like, oh, I'm so full of beer and fries. And then you don't do anything. And then you feel horrible the next day and you don't move. And, you know, I did gain some weight. But the last number of years of my life, as I got older, I've been really, exercise is a huge portion. Of course, I do a lot of hiking. But I've also really, 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 especially the last number of years, watch my intake of food. So I've literally cut my portions in half. Willfully, you know, turkey dinners at family events. It's always like, hey, we got a lot of food. Have all kinds more. Nope. I put one scoop of everything, a little bit of that, and that's it. I am hungry afterwards, but I really have worked on it. And it's actually, I don't weigh myself. No. I can't weigh myself. I just, I'm happy with the way I'm feeling. And, I've cut down my portions. I cut out salt many years ago, almost 20 years ago. I drink pop, but it's like when I was a kid, I would have a case of pop in my room. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd down pop. Right.
Yeah.
That was back in the days when, in St. John, when the Atlantic Superstore had roller skates and people going through the aisles. That's how old I am. But anyway, at some point I just stopped. I realized there's a lot of sugar in pop soda, soft drinks, however you want to say it. So I cut it out. Now I drink cola. That's $3 a can because unfortunately that's the way our world works. So if it wants to be sugar free, you got to pay out the ass. sorry, I don't mean to swear. I forgot where I was. But anyway, I really watched it. I drink water, like massive amounts of water. I literally drink at least a liter at least a day. So sometimes it's two, sometimes it's even more than that. Of course, there's always black coffee. I cut out sugar and coffee, cream and coffee. Like I really... I almost seem very bland and vanilla and very lame. So, you know, you put a little pepper on my food and it's burning my tongue. But that's because I had to cut everything out because I knew it was affecting my body. And I knew as I got older, it would be a lot harder to take off. And I got into it a couple of years ago, a lot of stress in my life. I got a new job. It was stressful. Personal things were happening. Very much a lot of stress. So that also took a toll. And then during the pandemic where, you know, didn't go out to exercise or anywhere because the gym closed down. The sport I always played was ultimate disc. That didn't happen. So I was at curling, you know what I mean? I was busy curling and ultimate disc, going to the gym in the daytime, hiking on the weekends. And then COVID hit, new job, stress, family problems. And it just, I gained a lot of weight, and maybe what I'll do is I'll send you a picture of my a shirt that I wore on my first day going back into the office in 2022. I think we went back, and my shirt is like just, you know, buttons are popped.
Right.
And I put that shirt on again, like, you know, about a year later, and was like, wow. And even now I put it on, I'm like, no. But anyways, all because of my food intake, cutting down. Didn't stop drinking. I just stopped the massive amounts of drinking.
Right.
And since I've stopped that, I actually, sometimes I don't even like drinking.
Yeah, I totally get that.
So it's like, oh, I don't even really miss it because I'm not in the mood for it.
That's the way I drastically reduce the amount of alcohol I consume in a big way. Maybe I'll have a drink once a week.
Right. But
the three of us know each other because we used to sit back at the bar and
talk. Oh, that's all I meant. I say it was at a bar.
That's how we all met.
Yeah, that's true.
And that, like, massive amounts of beer. And, like, it's just, I don't miss it.
Yeah.
I miss the company.
Yeah, absolutely.
I miss that kind of company.
There are some people you don't want to.
Then you come on their podcast.
I caught a lot of that, and as I got older, I just realized it's much better for me. I stretch a lot. I do yoga, actually. Like, I don't practice it every single day, but I stretch a lot. It keeps my legs muscles limber. You know, because a lot of people, like I said, it's like almost like a humble brag. Like, look at me, I'm 47. No, I know there's a lot more people out there more physically fit than I am. But at the same time, I know a lot of people that are grunting and groaning and muscle. It's just like, well, you know, it's good to continue to somewhat be active.
100% it's good.
Yeah.
So.
And you mentioned, now back to the trip, to the Appalachian Trail trip for a second. There's something you said at the tail end of the last episode that I wanted to come back to. You're talking about how you're eating about 10,000 calories a day just to keep going because you're doing all that activity. Now, when you finished the trip, how did you adjust?
Okay. Great. I'm glad you brought that up because I started the trail. I think it was like 225, 235, I think. I lost 75 pounds in 5 months.
Yeah.
But I lost it fast, right? Because I wasn't getting enough calories. I was burning like 10,000, but I can only carry so much food. And so, you know, I wasn't eating enough calories. So I lost a lot of weight really fast. Adjusting to that was, you're always hungry. Hiker hunger is what they call it. You're always hungry because you're burning calories. You can't get enough calories. You can't get enough food. And at the end of it, I had to really be careful of how much I ate portion-wise because I would be hungry, but I wasn't walking 8 to 10, 12 hours a day.
Right.
So I was now walking from my couch to the fridge, you know, maybe that distance, right? So, but it was no longer hiking the 26 miles a day, burning those calories.
Yeah.
So I had to really be careful. And again, kept it pretty good, but then again, not as much movement. And then it became 2019. You could start to notice the weight come back. And, you know, and next thing I know, you had a little bit of depression. A lot of depression came in, and that affects. So,
It
just kind of spiraled out of control from there until I grabbed myself by the horns and said, hey, enough of that. I hate to, you know, it sounds weird, but I'm like, portions cut.
Yeah, we're doing that.
I got to do this because I'm 47 and I don't want to. I want to be around for a while.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right.
And I'm so does my creditors because I owe a lot of money.
Yes, well, they are the ones that will call you first.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah. No, that's really interesting.
So, prepping for your hike and everything like that. Did you think you were going to write a book afterwards?
No, I actually have always wanted to write a book. I actually started one when I was in my early 20s. I actually still have it somewhere, but it's like locked up because it's in an old computer that the operating software just doesn't exist anymore. But I always knew I wanted to write a book. And again, my amazing wife was like, you need to keep a daily journal. So I did. And I didn't know it was going to turn into the book that it did. Yep. And I'm glad that I did keep a journal, no matter how tired I was. I tried to write something at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But no, I never expected to. I did it when I got back. I'm like, I really want to share my experience. I'm not a writer, but I really want to get this out because it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of interesting people. I myself learned a lot about myself. So no, I didn't, but I'm glad I did write the book. And I'm also very glad that I kept a journal.
Awesome.
That's really great advice. There's a piece of advice that you gave at one of your talks recently that I think is such good advice if you're hiking, because I do so much of that. But I think it's actually really great life advice, and it's kind of stuck with me, and it's something that I've thought about literally every day since. Do you know what it is?
No.
No, I just, it was trippy. Look behind you.
Okay, we got this weird running gag. Remember, because I was in Halifax.
Oh, I remember.
And you were in St. John, and you text me, look behind you, and I'm in Halifax. I literally, like, I got her text. I literally looked behind me. She wasn't there. She was in St. John.
Yeah, no.
And then, but my advice was, because I ran into this guy that was hiking, and a piece of advice was, make sure you look behind you. When you're getting up somewhere and you're somewhere, stop and take a look behind you, because you could be missing something that's behind you.
Yeah, and it, like, beautiful views or a bear or but yeah.
Or I Have a Dream by Martin Luther King.
Yes, I forgot about our long running gag in that moment when I was asking the question. This is like probably a 7-year gag too.
Oh my God,
there was a time terrible. That I was actually behind him and I was like, hey, look behind you, and he's yeah. like, okay.
And it's no longer funny, but it still happens.
It's still funny.
It hasn't happened in quite some time.
Now.
Oh, it's gonna start up again.
Well, no, I
just, oh yeah, yeah,
I'm the thing is going nowhere.
Behind you.
I can see the camera behind me, so
that's right. Any like last thoughts on like hiking if someone is wanting to get into hiking?
Sure. Obviously, again, just fitness is a big thing, but I really think that if you're really serious about it, again, a lot of research into your own gear, get it as light as possible, but I would also invest in a dehydrator. That is, when I left, and I'm assuming we got a couple of minutes. Okay. So,
yeah.
How I plan for food, cause that's a big question I get asked a lot, is how did you eat? So when I was in Maine, I carried 7 days of food, because between your stops, it's literally about 7 days between where you're stopping. I mean, there is, shelters along the way, but town wise, I mean, to get into town to get food, right, which are very long distance. But as you get further south, trailheads are closer to town, so it's much easier to get food. So when I was up in the Northeast in Maine, I carried food on my back. We made dried, beans and rice and, just a lot of dehydrated things that we did at home. We vacuum sealed them. I made a box for myself, sent them down a trail to the hostel I was staying at. And when I arrived in that hostel on the trail, I'd be able to get the box and move on. And then after that, I did that for the first month. And then I, started buying food. But I think buying a dehydrator, because you can dehydrate all kinds of fruits. One of my favorites is strawberries. If you really? Dehydrate, it's like a candy. It's literally a candy. Bananas. So dehydrator is a great way to, because you're making things, you're making your food lighter because you're rid of the water. Water is actually weight, and believe it or not, people are like, oh, it's only a little bit, but that little bit plus that little bit, it all adds up. Ounces add up to pounds is what I learned from great hikers when I was on the AT. So,
wow, cool.
Yeah, dehydrators, I think if you're serious about it and you really want to do some overnighting stuff, buy a dehydrator, do your own food.
All right.
Great dehydrator. Advice.
I mean, a dehydrator is a great investment if you're into that kind of thing anyway.
And one more shout out, speaking of trail food, to your wife, who makes the most delicious meals on a campfire. Like, they'll come home from a hike and she'll be like, well, actually, I made filet mignon. And
when we go car camping, she cooked a full turkey at the campsite.
Yeah.
And in fact, we did a video. I've got this. So it's all linked up in my website, whipsadventurecompany.com. I got another little side project called badasscamping.com, where we've done a video. She did this Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it was mind-blowing. Like, literally in the middle of the woods at this amazing walk-in campsite. And we had, like, a full turkey dinner with this, like, just sides and apple crumble and you name it. And it was just, it was awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty good at that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's also going to be part of my endeavor, as well as being able to help people make food and
amazing
for lunches and hiking.
Cool. Any last thing you want to plug before we
my book again?
Yes, your book
again.
Well, I would like to thank that one person. Check my stats today. I really appreciate you reading it on Kindle, and I made 41 cents.
Woo! Woo!
So I am blown away. I'm so grateful that people are reading it. Yeah. All right, can I see the book?
You want to see the book to read the title off again?
Well, I just want to admire myself on the cover again, actually.
That's you. Just joking.
This was taken by a girl by the name of Destiny. I should be showing you. So this picture is at McAfee Knob, and it was taken by a girl by the name of Destiny, and her boyfriend were there when I was there. We were the only ones at this place, and we took each other's picture. It was pretty special and awesome, and they're good people. Yeah. So my book's called An East Coast Canadian Southbound Adventure on the Appalachian Trail, Trail Tales, Amazon, search my name and you'll come up with it.
And his name is Colin Friars, and we're so appreciative that you're here with us today. Yes. Colin,
well, you have all these amazing people coming on your show, and then you ask me and I'm like, man, they're really hurting for talent today. Like, I'm just a dude that likes hiking, so I appreciate the book plug.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on and telling us all your tales and all that stuff.
Thanks.
Well, Kate, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Fat Caitlin on TikTok, Kate D on Instagram, Caitlin Dean on Facebook, and we're at Kate and Isaiah Living Large on Facebook.
And I am at Maritime Brews on all the social medias. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, all those places. And if you are not on YouTube yet, you can find us on YouTube. And Colin wants to do the final plug.
I've got also on Spotify, thehikingnews.com, but smash that button. I don't know.
Smash that subscribe.
Thank you. Smash that subscribe button. Sorry, man. I screwed it up.
One chance to do it. Yeah. If you can like, share, subscribe, hit that notification button. That goes a long way as well.
Thanks very much for having me, by the way.
Thank you for being on.
All right.
But until next week.
Bye.